You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Journalists are calling Quip the Tesla of toothbrushes because the Quip electric toothbrush was designed from the ground up with everything you need and nothing you don't. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Getquip.com/wired.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Journalists are calling Quip the Tesla of toothbrushes because the Quip electric toothbrush was designed from the ground up with everything you need and nothing you don't. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Set start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Getquip.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Inside Mark Zuckerberg's Lost Notebook. In the early days of Facebook, founder Mark Zuckerberg was always scrawling away in a notebook. One such notebook, called the Book of Change, outlined his goals for Newsfeed, who Facebook would serve, and even concepts like dark profiles, which Facebook contends never existed. In one section, he even asked a revealing question: what makes this seem secure, whether or not it actually is? After having other messages of his surfaced by lawsuits, Zuckerberg destroyed the journals, but a new book by Wired's Stephen Levy describes more than a dozen pages Levy obtained from that very notebook. This marsupial dies after marathon mating. Now it's got bigger problems. A mouse-like marsupial called the Antechinus has become world-famous because of its breeding pattern. The pairs have so much sex during a 3-week mating season that the males bleed internally, go blind, and die. Happy Valentine's Day? But that's not the reason the species is in trouble. A new report shows that Antechinus is ill-prepared for a warming world. New research shows warmer temperatures mean fewer of the insects they depend on for food during this 3-week marathon, and that Antechinus babies born in warmer temperatures have less ability to adapt to changing environments. And now for today's fast fact, COVID-19. That's the new name the World Health Organization has given to the current coronavirus outbreak. Defining more specific names like this one not only helps information be more accurate, but it also helps curb diseases from being named after places, like Spanish flu, people, like Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or animals, like bird flu. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.